Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the fifth day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nozir, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Hareini Nozir, person whom said, I want to be a Nozir. He took upon himself to be a Nozir, which we said already is a stam by default, has a minimum of 30 days. But then he said, I also want to be a Nozir, V'Nozir Kishir Laben. And on top of being a Nozir right now, I'm accepting upon myself to be a Nozir when I get a baby boy. Hischil Moina Eshalai. He started counting his own Nazirus as he was Mekabel upon himself. He didn't have a son yet. V'Yachakach Nered Laben. And then in the middle of counting his first Nazirus that he took upon himself, which he mentioned first, he had a son born. Mashlem is Shaloi, he shall complete the days of his Nazirus that he took, the first Nazirus that he took upon himself. V'achakach moines shel banoi. Then he counts the Nazirus for his son. Why? Because that's the order in which he took upon himself the Nazirus. So since he took upon himself first the Nazirus that was unconditional, that was to start immediately, he has to finish that Nazirus. And the second Nazirus that he took upon himself, which was conditional upon the son being born, then falls upon him, and he has to do both. After each of them, he does the shaving of the hair, the geluach, and the various kabbonis that any Nazir has to bring upon completing his Naziritud. But what happens the other way around? Hareini Nozir Kishir Laben. He first said, I take upon myself to be a Nazir when I have a son. The Nazir. And also want to be a Nazir that I'm taking upon myself unconditionally, regardless of having a son or not. So, in this situation, Hischil Mona Es Shalai, and he started to count his own Nazirus because he didn't have a son yet. And then he gets a son born before he finishes the unconditional Nazirus, the one he took upon himself second. Well, in this case, he has to stop the Nazirus that he took upon himself that was not conditional, because that was done second. He took upon himself a second. And then he starts counting immediately the one that he took upon himself that was conditional upon his son being born, because that was the first one that he made a Kabbalah for, that he took upon himself to do. When he finishes that, then he goes and he completes the missing days, or the days that he needs to complete his own Nazirus. But he does not shave and do the whole Giluach after the Nazirus that he did conditional for his son until after he finishes his own. And then, having finished both Nazirus, then he shaves, he does a Giluach for both of them, and he brings double Karbonis of a Nazir. One set of Karbonis for the Nazirus that he took upon himself conditional upon his son being born, and the second one for his own Nazirus. Now, this, if the person took upon himself a Nazirus that was more than 30 days, and he had a lot more, and he had at least 30 days to complete his own Nazirus after finishing the Nazirus of his son, then he will not do what the Mishnah says. What he will do is, what we just said, he will do the Giluach, he'll do the shaving after the Nazirus of his son. He'll immediately bring the Karbonis for that conditional one, for the one that he did for his son. And then afterwards, he'll complete his own Nazirus, because there was at least 30 days, and then he can shave and bring his own Karbonis. So why does the Mishnah say that, why do we say that he has to do it after both in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about a case of a general Nazirus, which is only 30 days. Now, if he's going to shave and do the Karbonis after the Nazirus of his son, the Nazirus for his son, then he won't be able to do another Giluach when he finishes his own Nazirus, because it's less than 30 days. Because we have a rule that we'll soon see in the next Mishnah. Ein tiglachas pochus mishloshim yom. You never do a haircut and the Karbonis less than 30 days. It has to be at least 30 days. So for this reason, since our Mishnah, he should not do the shaving of the hair immediately after the first Nazirus that he did conditional for his son. First finish off your own Nazirus, because that'll be less than 30 days. Then do the Giluach, the shaving for both sets of Nazirus, and you bring the Kabbonis twice. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn Pshat. Now some learn that even if there is less than 30 days for his own Nazirus, he still will be Megaler, shave right after the Nazirus of his son, bring the Kabbonis, and then finish off his own Nazirus, even though there was less than 30 days, because what we will tell him to do is count a full set of 30 days, even if he only had 20 to finish off or 10 to finish off. And that's because Ein tiglachas pochus mishloshim yoim. The rule is you never do a haircut and bring the Kabbonis if it's less than 30 days. So wait the full set of 30 days and then you bring Kabbonis. So that's how the Rambam learns. So we have two different ways in which we can learn this Mishnah, what he does. We learn it like Rashi and Tosfos, that you simply wait till, if there's less than 30 days of his own Nazirus left, then you wait till both sets of Nazirus are finished, and then you bring he brings the Kabbonis and the shaving. Or the Rambam will learn, you can still do it separate, in separate intervals. You do the first set for your son, that you took in honor of your son being born, finish that one, and then tend to your own Nazirus that you did unconditional, and even if it's less than 30 days, so you'll still count for 30 days anyway. Count a full set of 30 days. You will lose by having to count again a few of those days, obviously. But that's how the Rambam learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah continues the previous Mishnah. In fact, according to the Rambam, it's explaining the Sefer how he should be mashlim his own. How does he complete his own set? Hareini nozilach sheli bein. The person who says, I take it upon myself to be a nozir when I have a son. So it's a conditional nozirus. But in addition, I take upon myself the nozir mayayoyim. I'd like to be a nozir for 100 days, unconditional. So what does he do first? Obviously, the one that he was unconditional, he has to start straight away. Noilad loy ben ad shivim. What happens, however, when he has a son born, within 70 days of counting of his own Nazirus? So because it's within 70 days, let's say maybe it was 60 days into his Nazirus, so there's at least 40 days left. So because he's got a minimum of 30 days anyway for his own Nazirus, Lahifsid Klum, says the Mishnah, he hasn't missed it. He hasn't lost any days. He hasn't lost by having to repeat days, in other words. Why? Because what does he do? He has to, let's say it was born 60 days into his own Nazirus, right? The baby was born. He has to stop his own Nazirus because the one he made conditional for his son was made first. Immediately start counting the Nazirus in honor of the birth of his son, finish that off, bring his Karbonis, shave the hair, and then complete the missing days of his Nazirus that was unconditional, which will be 40 days. He hasn't lost anything by interrupting it, because the whole altogether there was only 130 days, 100 for his own Nazirus and 30, 100 for his own Nazirus and 30 for the conditional one of the son. He hasn't lost anything. He hasn't repeated. But la'achar shivim, if he has a son born after he's already passed the 70 day mark of his own Nazirus, which means there's less than 30 days, to finish off his own Nazirus, and then he gets a son born, Soiser Shivim, he loses, or he has to repeat anything that was done, any days that are over the 70-day mark, which he has done for his own Nazirus before the son was born. Because any days that were over the 70-day mark basically will fall off, will not count it, because he has to count another 30 days anyway. Why does he have to count another 30 days anyway? She'ein tiglachas pochus mishloshim yom. Because the din of shaving of a nozir's hair cannot be less than 30 days. There has to be at least 30 days. So it comes out that if the baby was born the son was born. After 70 days from counting his Naziris, he basically loses, or he has to repeat, those days that are extra over the 70. Because he has to have altogether two Nazirios, he has to count for both Nazirios, more than 130 days. Why? Because you can't do a Naziris less than, you can't do the Giluach, the shaving, less than 30 days. So anything past the 70-day mark will have to be repeated. Those are the days that he will lose. And this is how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Mishnah, and most Mefarshim of the Mishnah learn this way as well. Tosfos has a different way of understanding the Mishnah.